Have you tried CTC math yet with your child? Here's a testimonial from another happy homeschool mom. Amber said, "I'm absolutely thrilled with CTC math. It's a rare find that I've used with my children for more than 5 years now. I have 6 children using CTC math, and each child has found it easy to navigate and very applicable. I love seeing them enjoy this math program and grow in their mathematical journey. Thank you so much for all that you are doing in providing quality math lessons for my children. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am absolutely honored that you have joined us today. I have a fantastic guest on today. You are gonna love him. So many of you are already familiar with him. His name is Steve Demme. He's the creator of Math You See and founder of Building Faith Families. But before we get to our interview with Steve, I actually wanna give you guys an update on Schoolhouse Rocked, the movie. I know that it's been quite some time since we've done any kind of update. We've been kind of silent about the movie for several months now, and we are getting messages from people saying, when is the movie going to be out? When is it going to be done? Is it out already? And so here's the update. This is very exciting, and the reason that we've been silent is because it has taken so long to make this movie. We're going to do an episode pretty soon here where we're going to give you kind of a big update on everything that's happened, but in a nutshell, The full edit is done of the movie. Garrett and I sat last night and watched the full edit, and it was so exciting because, you know, as we watch it in bits and pieces, it's kind of hard to get the entire view of the movie. And so we sat and watched the full edit. He just finished it a few days ago, and it was very, very exciting to see that. And we, of course, have a couple of pages of notes of just little things that need to be corrected and changed and stuff. But it is almost done, you guys. This has been a 4.5 year journey for our family. For those of you who have been following us, you know that it's been a really long journey. And it's all been in God's timing. We never expected it to take this long, but God had a different plan. And actually, we're going to talk a little bit about how God writes our stories. Steve just said that as we were praying before we jumped on this podcast. You know, God is the perfect author of our lives. And oftentimes we have a plan and God has a different plan or a different time frame. And so while we thought this movie was going to take about a year or so to make, God was like, no, I have some other things in the works and some other things going on. One of those things being the podcast. And so anyway, it's very exciting. I want to ask you guys to do a few things. If you have not yet signed up for our newsletter, go to schoolhouserocked.com and sign up for our newsletter there, because as most of you know, with cancel culture and all the craziness going on, we have really been silenced on social media. And so most of you are not seeing our posts on there. If we post updates on anything, only a very small handful of people are seeing them. So you're not going to get a lot of updates or news on Schoolhouse Rocked there on any social media. So being on our newsletter, subscribe to our newsletter is the best way for you to get those updates. And this is really fun. We are actually going to choose a few people, a few of our subscribers, to do a test screening of the movie. We, of course, can't do it for everybody, but we're going to choose a few people to do a test screening. We've got details coming on that soon, but you need to be subscribed to the newsletter in order to be considered for doing that test screening. So please make sure that you go to schoolhouserocked.com and sign up for that. So subscribe. The next thing is share. Share with your friends about Schoolhouse Rocked, about the podcast, about the movie. Just let them know it's coming. The podcast is, of course, a weekly thing. So be sharing these podcast interviews with your friends and family, because it will be a great encouragement to them. And then the last thing is support. We really need support. The movie is almost all the way done now, but we really need financial support to get it into people's hands. You guys, we are in a battle for the hearts and souls of our children in this country. And this movie is one of those things that is going to open up parents' eyes to seeing the importance of taking them out of the public school system and the blessings and benefits of homeschooling. And so we would love it if you would prayerfully consider financial support of Schoolhouse Rocked. We are really, really in need of that to get this movie into people's hands. So if you would go to schoolhouserocked.com, again, of course, and you will see a button on there. I think if you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see a button that says support, and you can make a tax-deductible donation to the Ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked, and all of that will go towards getting this movie out and into people's hands. So thank you for those of you who have so faithfully supported us through this journey. We could not have done this without you and without our sponsors. God has been so faithful, but we still have a little ways to go. We're almost to the finish line. And then the last thing, of course, is just pray. Please continue to pray for us and for this ministry as we move forward with getting the movie out and continuing with the podcast. We have some other exciting guests that are coming up in the next few months, and God is just so faithful to continue to bring these guests to you and to me. It's such an encouragement to me as well. So with no further ado, I am so excited to introduce you to Steve Demme. As I said, most of you know his name. If you have ever done Matthew scene, I have kind of a funny story, Steve. When we first started talking about homeschooling, because of course we said we'd never homeschool. And then the Lord started bringing people into our lives who were homeschooling and people at church. And I remember standing kind of in the courtyard of our church one day, and I was talking to my friend. We had decided that we were going to homeschool, and she started talking about manipulatives. And I was like, what's a manipulative? I literally don't even know what you're talking about. And it's kind of funny because we have all like these kind of homeschooly words. You know, someone needs to write a homeschool dictionary. But she explained to me what manipulatives were. And she was like, well, you know, it's like if you're doing math and you'll take blocks with different, you know, little blocks in each thing, and you add all the blocks together and it can help them figure out how to do math. And I was like, oh, well, that sounds amazing. So of course we went on to do Matthew C with our daughter, and both of my girls would sit and play with them like Legos, which I think is one of the things I remember you encouraging. But that was such an amazing start to our math journey with our kids. And so I am so honored to have you on the podcast, but we're not going to actually talk about math today. We are going to talk about families and building families of faith. You and I got to speak together at a homeschool conference a couple weeks ago at the Homeschool Oklahoma Conference, and I was so encouraged by your message and your testimony and what God has done in your life. So I would love for you, Steve, to introduce us to your family, and let's get rolling with this amazing story that God has written for you. But since I did such a long introduction, before we get into that, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back with Steve.
What we do at IEW is break through the noise of the grammar and the writing prompts, and we say, this is what you do, step by step. And I've witnessed it over and over again, both watching Andrew teach and hearing from parents, this is the best writing program. We've made it so easy and made it really affordable, so any mom can teach writing to their children using our course, and we guarantee it.
To try 3 weeks of free lessons, visit IEW.com. We are back with Steve Demme. And Steve, welcome to the podcast. It is truly an honor and a privilege to have you with us. Tell us about your family and your ministry.
Well, I'm just going to move the camera just a fuzz so you can see my whole family behind me there. We have a friend who's a painter who took our Christmas portrait many years ago. And so there am I with hair and a mustache, my beautiful wife in front of me. And in the red shirt is my oldest, Isaac. And then next to him is Joseph in the green shirt. In the front is Johnny, who has Down syndrome. And over there next to me is Ethan. He's my second son. So that's our family. God gave us four lovely children. And I don't know where the story begins. You want me to just start from scratch?
I would love for you to start from scratch, yes, because you have an incredible testimony.
Yeah, well, I heard the gospel through Young Life when I was a teenager and was kind of off and on in my faith, and was preparing to work as a counselor for juvenile delinquents one summer, and I read The Cross and the Switchblade, which very much impacted my life. And I put down the book and I said, okay, God, here we go. And he knew what I meant. And so I went back to college, I took religion classes, and the next year I went to seminary. Pretty green Christian, really, but I was running the race, and I was soaking it in as much as I could. And I didn't really sense a call to be a pastor. I simply wanted to be full-time seeking first the kingdom. And in the providence of God, I met Sandy, and I graduated on Saturday, got married on Sunday.
Nice.
We moved to Georgia, where I was the assistant pastor of a small church and a youth leader. And pretty soon Isaac came along, Ethan, Joseph, and John. And in that process, we had heard about home education. We went to our first home education conference in 1984.
Wow.
We got to listen to Raymond and Dorothy Moore. And they were telling us how to build a home. And Phyllis Schlafly was there, who many people don't know that name, but you ought to. She was a wonderful conservative advocate, activist, and she was telling us how to pass a bill, how to be a lobbyist, how to learn the process, because at that time it was like the days of Nehemiah, where we had a sword in one hand trying to keep the government away from us, and we had a shovel in the other hand, and we're trying to build families. And it was a wonderful conference, and Sandy and I just resonated with the message, and we were committed from that point. We only had a 4 and a 2-year-old, two boys at the time. And we entered in as homeschool parents. But I was working in the church, and we just thought, wow, we're just going to raise these little guys, and we're going to homeschool. And next thing you know, Joseph joined us, and then Johnny. When Johnny was born, he had Down syndrome. He needed heart surgery, intestinal surgery. It's a longer story, but we ran out of gas. And so in 1988, we had to leave the ministry and just try to regroup as a family. And what that led to was I had to make a living. So I started tutoring children in math. I'd been a math teacher while I was a pastor in Georgia. And I felt like, well, at least we can put some food on the table and the hours will be flexible, because Sandy was so unable to do a lot of the just around the house stuff. So I had to be able to make meals, take care of my kids, tutor children. And that led to Matthew C. So people have often said, oh, you created this math program so that you could teach your child with this multisensory. I'll use all the big words. You ready?
Right.
Multisensory, hands-on, manipulative approach. And what that means in the vernacular is children like blocks.
Right.
So I used the blocks to teach children, and homeschoolers started hearing that I was teaching kids with math, and they said, well, we would like to buy the stuff you're creating for those kids. And long story, it became a big problem, you know, big program. So, and now my sons are running that, but now you're probably wanting me to dive a little deeper.
I would love it. So,
okay. So seek first the kingdom was my mantra. I just did not say no to any opportunity to promote God's kingdom. And, not saying no meant that I was pretty fragile. And it really wasn't Johnny's condition that put me over the edge. It was I was already overextended on almost every front. But I didn't know why I was doing that. I thought I was doing good stuff. I was promoting God's kingdom. Well, by 2011, all of my sons had graduated from college. They were married, and they had independently joined Matthew C., which is now Demi Learning. And somebody said, why don't we have a family-owned business? And I thought, great. My first thought was, we can have board meetings and go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and write it off as a tax expense, because we can hang out together and talk about some dumb business stuff, and then we can just be a family out in Wyoming. And I did not realize how much baggage I had personally. Now, this is going to be hard to explain, but there is absolutely nothing wrong with the gospel. There is nothing wrong with Christ. There is nothing wrong with the ministry that's coming from heaven. But what I discovered that year was I have issues. I have scars from my past. I have wounds. I don't know if baggage resonates with you the same way as it does with me, but I had trouble letting go of that business, because I was defining a good part of myself, whatever you call it, your identity. Mm-hmm. I was either a godly husband, a godly dad, a Christian businessman, a speaker, and all of those things are legitimately good things. And I should be aiming to be all those things, but I can't define myself that way. I'm not the math guy. Mm-hmm. I'm about ready to cry here. I'll tell you who I am. I am an adopted child of God.
Amen.
Who does stuff. I am not a math guy. I didn't understand, first of all, that I had stuff that was keeping me from understanding grace. Mm-hmm. Even though I knew I was saved by grace, I thought I had to do more stuff. And the more stuff that I did, God would be more pleased with me. I don't even like saying those words. It's so unscriptural. But this is what I was embracing. And finally, my dear wife stepped up to the plate. My wife, who had been taught to be submissive and quiet and behind the scenes, she said, "Steve, we need to talk." And then she sat down with me and she started off by saying all these wonderful attributes I shared. And the more she said nice things, the more I knew I was in for something really hard. Sorry, but that's what I was thinking. And she said, "Steve, you can't do enough to please God and you're hurting our family." Hmm. That was one of my baggages. One of my wounds is that somehow I knew I was saved by grace, but I kept pushing because I had to earn God's love. And I don't even like to say it, but I sometimes will ask an audience, how many of you think that God loves you? Everybody raise your hand. How many think God loves the person next to you? Everybody raise their hand. And everybody's happy. And I said, tell them. And everybody's telling each other that they love him and all that. And I said, how many of you think that God likes you? And sometimes people will start to cry just asking the question. Hmm. Because there's this thing in us that says, yeah, but there's stuff that we know about ourselves that nobody else knows. And if you really knew me, you wouldn't love me and blah, blah, blah. And all of that it's not accurate because God knows us. Yeah. He formed us in the womb. He knows what we think before we think it. And he sees us and he hears us. And he died for us while we were messes. This is the gospel, Romans 5:8, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And I knew some of that stuff in my head, but it took a couple years of really seeking God and in searching his word to get it in my heart that God likes me for who I am and because of what Jesus has done for me. It's all Christ. It's all his sacrifice. He forgives us. He clothes us. Okay, so all that having said is, up to that point, I thought I was a pretty good dad. Not perfect, but I thought I was doing a pretty good job being a husband. But it turned out that my baggage, I don't even like to say this either, was hurting the people that were closest to me. So Yvette, if you and I had met at a homeschool conference in Oklahoma 10 years ago, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have known what was going on. Right. And I can put on my happy face for the day. But you know who sees us? It's our children and our spouse. And I needed their input. And I just gave you one. But I've talked to my sons. I've opened myself up to them. I've gone to them and says, what was it like living with me? Talk to me. And they have. But you see, they couldn't do it for the first couple decades because they knew I would take it personally, because they knew they'd be wounding me because I really did define myself by all these things I was doing. And so what my message now more and more is, I need to be in a really good place with my Heavenly Father. I need to get up every day and read God's word. I need to connect with him. I need to crawl up in his lap and let him give me a big hold. Like my son with Down syndrome does to me every day. He gives me a hold, not a hug. It's a hold. And he tells me, Papa, love you. And I say, Johnny, love you. And we just love each other.
Yeah.
Not for what we can do for each other, just because of who we are.
Right. Unconditional love.
But I can't give something I haven't received. I want to love my wife well. I want to love my sons well. But I first have to be loved well before I can do that. I can't give something I haven't received.
Yeah.
And that's the message that I never heard. I don't know if I never heard it because I didn't hear it or no one preached it, but we start homeschooling. It was all about the kids. Let's have family devotions. Let's do field trips. Let's teach some great curricula. Let's have experiences. Let's do life together. You know, homeschooling is more than academics. It's sure. a lifestyle.
That's right.
But you know what I didn't do? I didn't work on my own relationship with God. I didn't take the time. I mean, I read my Bible every day. I prayed. But it was all about others. It was all about seeking first the kingdom. And I didn't do what Jesus did, go away for a while, spend time with his dad. Mm. And if you look at scripture, Jesus was a great savior because he was a loved son. And his dad at his baptism, I just love that. If I could go back in history, I want to be right there. Yeah. I want to hear that voice from heaven saying, well, here's my translation. This is my kid.
Yeah.
I love him to pieces. And he brings me great joy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, this is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased. But yeah. when you break it down, this is something that each one of us needs to hear. I mean, in our heart of hearts, we need to know that God is grateful that we're his kid.
Yeah.
That he likes us for who we are, not based on what we do, and that we bring him great joy. And when we walk into his chambers, we come into his presence, Psalm 100, that he goes, hey, and he lights up and he says, Yvette, how is it, sister? I'm sorry, daughter.
Yeah.
and that he's, because you know, when you look at somebody, whether they really want to see you or whether they're just being Christian.
Right.
But when you see somebody and their eyes just light up and you say, that person really likes me.
Yeah.
I think that someday we're going to be around the throne with billions of people and we're going to be all gathered together. And at the same time, the omnipotent God is going to make eye contact with each one of us and make us know that he's happy that we're here.
Oh man, that is so powerful. We are out of time for this episode. We're going to come back on Wednesday and continue this story because this is such a powerful story. I don't even have anything to interject because I am so encouraged. Again, just by what the Lord has done and is doing in your life. So, you guys join us again on Wednesday. Be sure to share this with your friends because they need to hear this encouragement, and share this with your husband. If your husband is not a listener of the podcast, I know we have a lot of husbands who listen, but if your husband does not listen, make sure you share this with him this week because I think this will be a great encouragement to him. Steve, we'll be back on Wednesday to continue this story. Where can people find out more about you and your ministry?
All strung together, buildingfaithfamilies.org.
Okay.
And so I have a bunch of books I wrote, and I have a podcast, probably not as popular as yours, but it's a wonderful podcast and newsletter. Anyway, okay. Go to Building Faith Families. It's all there.
Okay, sounds great. We'll link that in the show notes as well. So thank you so much, Steve. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back on Wednesday to continue this conversation with Steve. See you then.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.